I wonder how they do it, the left. Honestly, I wonder how they do it. To get up every day and declare yourself a victim or to fear something. There has to be fear in the air. The sky is falling. The world is coming to an end. You know, cows are going to kill us by flatulating too much or some silly thing. I mean, that must take a lot of dedication and a lot of energy to be that fearful and that wound up and that panicked all the time, don't you think? I mean, come on. How could you be that way all the time? Well, I bring this to your attention because once again, the Democrats get together for a climate summit on TV. It was viewed by about three or four people. Unfortunately, they were invalid and couldn't get to the remote. That was the problem. Otherwise, there would have been none. The point being is that they go to these climate conferences and they oh my gosh, and they worry and they pull their... It's like, stop it. Would you please just stop it? America is a clean, green, wonderful place. The best piece of real estate in the industrialized world, bar none. We take care of what we do here better than anybody in the world. Are there places we can improve? Certainly there are. And we've done that. We've done that over my lifetime. We live longer, healthier, more productive lives than at any time in human history. And yet you've still got these people, you know, clenching their fists and gnashing their teeth. Oh, this world's going to end. Would you stop it? Would you please stop? Let me give you some examples. This is from NBC. They put together this climate summit as if the CNN was not disastrous enough. They wanted to do it again on NBC. And so here's Congressman Tim Ryan, Democrat candidate for president. He says the United States should follow the lead of the United Nations on family planning. No kidding. The United Nations should dictate to you and everyone in America how you should raise your family, how big your family should be, how many kids you should have, all of it. Bite number two with Tim Ryan. Bite two. Go.
Hello, Congressman Ryan.
Hi.
My name is Clayton Canal. I'm in the McDonough School of Business here, freshman, probably studying finance. My question is...
Well, not sure, just yet.
Yeah, not yet. My question is, what effect do you feel that overpopulation has with global warming, and should we be doing anything to combat this?
It's about resources. So, yeah, I mean, I think we should be active, again, with international agencies within the State Department. Now, the president wants to cut the State Department budget dramatically. We need to be involved in the United Nations family planning efforts around the world. I think we need to continue to do that. It's an important approach that we need to continue to make.
United Nations family planning. If that doesn't scare the daylights out of everyone, what would? Maybe we could just get, you know, the ghost of Chairman Mao to do our family planning for us. Maybe we get Chairman Mao and the communists of China to dictate to us how many children we can have, how many bowls of rice they can have each week. I mean, seriously, who would sit there appearing to be sober, there's no guarantee that, appearing to be sober, suggesting the United Nations family planning should be the blueprint by which we live in America. Please. And I thought Tim Ryan was they call him a moderate. They call him a moderate. All right, so if that's not enough for you, how about this? How about this? Andrew Yang, multimillionaire worth piles of cash, more money than a dump truck could hold. He's also in pursuit of every radical fringe vote by calling on government to target cattle farmers, cattle ranchers, and you, the consumer, because cattle farts too much. Cows, well, they fart too much, and they're going to destroy the planet. It's time for you to change your diet. It's bite number four. Bite four with Andrew Yang. Go.
And if you project forward on what we would need to do to reduce emissions, you would want to modify Americans' diets over time. Now, some of that is happening naturally through education. I do think it's difficult to regulate diets. So what you would want to do, again, is you'd want those cattle producers to have to internalize the cost of emissions. Because if your cattle ends up polluting a lot, which they do just naturally. We don't hate them for it. I mean, they're just big animals. Don't hate the cattle, hate them, whatever. So then what that would naturally do, and some people are going to hate this, but it would probably make those products more expensive.
So let me get this straight, Mr. Yang. You're supposed to be so brilliant. You want farmers to regulate cow emissions. Is that what I'm hearing? Is this the brilliance that comes to us from on high in Silicon Valley? I mean, really? Regulate bovine emissions. And who? Boy, this is tough. You go to high school, you work hard, you go to college. What are you? I'm a BEE. What's a BEE? I'm a bovine emissions engineer. What's that mean? I stand behind the cow with a little... Oh, yeah, got that one. Did you get that one? Yep. Oh, all that one. Oh. A bovine emissions engineer. Who's going to do that job? I mean, it's a dirty job. Uh-huh. Get Mike Rowe on top of that one as soon as possible. Maybe a better idea is to take this whole pile of manure that has been put forth by Andrew Yang and so many others and put it where it belongs, and that's the trash heap of history. How about that? Huh? How about that? Yeah, we're going to do bovine. If your cows emit too much. Oh, and by the way, your steak's going to cost more. Right, because that stopped people from smoking and drinking and doing all those other things. That works every time. The only thing that gets fat off that deal is the government off of your taxes. The only people that benefit from that are the tax collectors and government. Good grief. Can we get another stupid idea, please? Send it on over. Oh, yeah, we've got... Wait, if you think that's stupid, we can go even dumber. Watch this. Hold my beer. 25 after. It's Friday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show.